Mean Girls, Rachel Maddow, Stephen Colbert spread conspiracies about Republicans wanting to get rid of elections. By Warner Todd Houston on May 8, 2025. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow and CBS host Stephen Colbert claimed on Tuesday's broadcast of The Late Show that the Republican Party wants to put an end to elections. The duo both stated that the GOP wants to end elections, though they did not offer much by way of evidence. So, one of the things that's interesting to me is that there's such gross and obvious incompetence and disregard for our institutions, touching third rails like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. This is not the behavior of people, because Republicans haven't stood up en masse resist what Donald Trump has done, Colbert railed. Colbert added that a few people here or there have objected. He went on, saying, "This is not the behavior of people who seem like they believe they have to answer to voters in 18 months. That worries me. Not that they are not worried, but that they don't think that they should be worried because maybe they don't have to worry about an election at all." After Colbert's unsupported fear-mongering, Maddow took up the theme and went even farther with a wild claim. Maddow claimed that Trump doesn't think there should be elections. She then insisted, "They are consolidating power. They're disempowering Congress, ignoring Congress, defunding agencies or closing agencies. That's Congress's job, that's not the president's job. When they are defying court orders, that's them saying the courts don't have authority over the president. That's consolidating all the power in one man. That's authoritarianism, and that's what you do when you don't ever want to have an election because you want to stay in power for life, and that is what they are trying." Trump, of course, has already said that this term is his last and that he is not looking for a third term. He also insisted that there is plenty of time in this term to get the things done that he has planned to do. Those are not the words of a man who wants to end elections and become a permanent ruler. But history shows that Democrat presidents, going all the way back to Franklin Roosevelt, have used the presidency to skirt Congress and rule the nation from the Oval Office. Obama did it, and Biden did it. Barack Obama laid out 305 executive orders in 8 years and Biden hit 167 in his 4 years. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.